You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you have been emailing me about what's going on with the tuberculosis outbreak in Los Angeles, and it's not as bad as it sounds. I know you guys are getting news from all over, and it's making you a little nervous. You can still go to California. It's a phenomenal state. You're fine. It's, you know, still have a great time. I know spring break is going to be coming up in a few weeks, but from what I understand, the tuberculosis outbreak is pretty localized. It's on Skid Row, an area where there's a lot of homeless people. It's an area of Los Angeles that they believe if the people don't start going and traveling and jumping to business meetings and sitting on planes, that they may be able to hopefully keep this in check. Of course, the CDC is involved. They're helping LA, Los Angeles County Health Department with surveillance and statistic gathering, etc. But, you know, the local officials had to ask the CDC to help. Apparently, they have identified 4,650 people who were possibly exposed to tuberculosis. Now, that's coming from the LA Times. They say county officials have identified 78 cases of a unique strain of the contagious disease. 11 people have died since 2007. They say 60 of those 78 cases were homeless individuals living in the Skid Row area. Now, the U.S. had about 20,500 cases of tuberculosis in 2011, and there were 529 deaths from the disease in 2009. Now, that is for the whole United States. So you can see how the numbers, you know, out of that Los Angeles area, Skid Row, are so significant. Now, they say the CDC responds to tuberculosis outbreaks only when states and public health departments exceed their surge capacity to control it. So the CDC is on the case. Whether that eases any of your guys' minds or not, they're going to conduct an on-site investigation lasting about 2 to 3 weeks. They're going to work closely with state and local health partners. Some people are concerned that the sequestration. I was on Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray in the morning on KABC. And Doug McIntyre was discussing how with the sequestration, they may lose sub-funding to the their local health district. But not enough to worry from what I understand. And, I mean, we could talk about the sequestration and how that will affect us. But that's a subject for another time. I just really don't understand what Congress is doing and the Senate's doing. But anyway, now, tuberculosis, though, they believe this type of tuberculosis that is affecting these citizens in Los Angeles is highly treatable. All right? We use this cocktail of antibiotics that hits it from all ends. And you basically are on that type of medication for about 6 months. All right, and we use this medication. We'll watch your liver with it, of course, as well. But we use isoniazid, rifampin, ethambutol, pyrazinamide, and usually we'll have these people on all four medicines. Sometimes three. Sometimes we do triple antibiotic therapy. Sometimes four. All right. There was a study that suggested vitamin D, when you take the tuberculosis drugs, may make them work more, but we need more information on that. Now, I mean, why did this thing happen? Well, remember, when you have people that are malnourished, if you have people that are high risk, let's say HIV, they said some of the people who died had concomitant HIV, diabetes. If you have, you know, people on Skid Row, obviously not seeing a doctor on a regular basis, maybe drinking, could be putting themselves into diabetes. Some of these people could have end-stage kidney disease. Some of these people could be, you know, of an age and out there in the cold where they're more susceptible. So, you know, now, of course, you know, if you know, tuberculosis just doesn't hit people in Skid Row. It hits people that could be undergoing cancer treatment, transplant, immunosuppressed. But if you do have diabetes, if you do have HIV, if you do have kidney disease, if you're malnourished, you are at higher risk. And tuberculosis is very easily spread from person to person, especially by droplet transmission, which is coughing, sneezing, etc. A tuberculosis patient many times will cough up blood. because the tuberculosis bacteria is pretty caustic to the respiratory tree, so you'll see them cough up blood. And, you know, we do have a vaccine. Some of you have asked about a vaccine. From what I understand, the vaccine isn't that good. That's why we don't really use it in the United States as frequently as they do in other countries. But there are many of you from foreign countries have been vaccinated. You have the BCG vaccine. And, you know, it's from what we understand, it's did its job, but I don't know if the U.S. is going to start vaccinating based on this possible outbreak. So, you know, we'll keep you posted, of course. Again, if you do feel like you were exposed, if you do think you were exposed or suspect you were exposed to tuberculosis, you are having a very bad cough, you're feeling pretty sick, you're coughing up blood, you got to go to the doctor. You got to get that looked at. They'll probably do an x-ray. They could even do a blood test to see if you've been exposed. Of course, they could take your sputum and grow it out. And let's say you were exposed but you don't have it. Then they may actually still have you on some of the tuberculosis medication to prevent you from converting. There is something called latent TB where you're exposed to TB, but it doesn't necessarily cause you to be sick. The problem is the latent TB can turn around and then start causing an infection. So get the TB test, get checked. But, you know, as long as these people that if they do have tuberculosis don't travel, don't breathe on other people, don't transmit it droplet-wise, and if the CDC could put, you know, could, you know, control this somehow, I'm not worried about something like this being widespread. But I am extremely nervous about the closed quarters that many people find themselves in, especially in winter. It's been very cold, even for Los Angeles climate. It's been cold, and if people stay in closed quarters at night trying to stay warm, you have somebody coughing, you have somebody spewing. It's going to put other people at risk. Like I said, during one of the Occupy protests, we were concerned that there was somebody with tuberculosis, active tuberculosis, in one of the tents. And there were people camping out in these tents. And then we thought that they could have been exposed. And if they start to, you know, walk around throughout the city, expose other people. So, but luckily that didn't turn into anything. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Big thanks to XM Satellite, Talk Superstation, and all our affiliates out there. All right, this is kind of interesting. These are tips for keeping your kitchen germ-free. Every time we cook chicken or scramble eggs or something, I mean, the kids are in it and throwing it around and dropping their plates and food flying off their plate into the area where we're cooking. And I always freak out and panic about salmonella. But kitchens are pretty dirty places. I don't know the author of this, who wrote this. It's being reported by Fox News. But these are some very kind of interesting tips just to kind of keep your kitchen safe and just things to think about, okay? Remember, the sponge is probably one of your dirtiest harboring objects in the kitchen. And throw it out, okay? If you don't want to throw it out because you're tired of buying sponges, then maybe stick it in the dishwasher. Maybe you could wash it off with hot water or bleach or something. But, you know, keep in mind, when you wash something and then you're kind of sickened by it and there's pieces of food floating on it, so you just shove it to the side, that's going to just grow bacteria, and I don't want you washing my plates with that. All right? And maybe you need different sponges for different things. And then don't cross-contaminate. Maybe you have a dirty meat sponge, or then you have maybe a sponge for wine glasses. Okay? You know, that's a thought. So make sure you know, get rid of the sponge if it's worn out, ugly, smelly. Smell your sponge. If it makes you vomit, you throw it out. Now, of course, you know, we cross-contaminate a lot of times when we're cooking. We think we cleaned up after the raw chicken. Now we start to use the cutting board. We give it a quick rinse. Now we use the cutting board for our vegetables. Now you contaminated the salad. Use different cutting boards. Even if you think you washed off the cutting board enough, just have a different cutting board for your vegetables and your salads. And then you don't mix it with the one that you just prepared your raw chicken on. Refrigerate leftovers within 2 hours of serving food. This is something many of us forget to do. Okay, we eat, and then we run, do our things. I don't know, maybe Pawn Stars is on. We go and we watch a few episodes of that. We come back, and the food has been sitting out for a few hours. What do? We just throw it in the fridge. Keep in mind, after a couple hours, you already can have bacteria growing. So, okay, well, no big deal, Dr. Dahlia. We're going to reheat. And when you reheat, you kill the bacteria. Yes, you will kill the bacteria, but it's got to cook or be reheating for a significant amount of time, and the food has to reach 165 degrees Fahrenheit. So for those of you that don't like your bread being hot, so let's say you had a burger from the night before that you made and you decide to throw it into the microwave, usually the bread heats up pretty hot after about 10, 12 seconds, okay? That may not be enough, right? Because you stop it because you're like, oh, you know, it's hot, all right? So just, you know, keep in mind, if you do reheat, you got to make sure you baked that sucker. If you have uneaten leftovers, they recommend throwing it out after 3 days. You know, I'm the leftover queen. I've been losing weight because I cut my meal in half or I cut my meal in fours, and then I save that next quarter for the next day, the next quarter for the other day. So I have yummy food to eat, but it's just less and the portions are less. So I can have leftovers for a week. Just because it's in the fridge doesn't mean it's still safe and edible. Now, if you thaw frozen food under hot water or on the counter, bacteria will multiply while the food is thawing. So what you may want to do is pre-thaw by throwing frozen food in the fridge. It'll overnight thaw. This way you're not leaving it at room temperature and then going, oh crap, I'm not ready to cook it yet. You throw it back in the fridge. I would probably, anything you need to thaw out the next day, throw it in the fridge the night before. Okay, that's just something you can do. All right, I hate talking about those kinds of things, but they're just little things that you need to be reminded of. Okay, now this is kind of interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As medicine is going socialized and we're seeing all the changes happen and we can't control it, one group has a 24/7 online telephone video consultation, teledoc type of system. From what we understand, patients are able to obtain either a telephone or video consultation with a physician. Okay? This is according to Dr. Michael Bagner, an internist at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital in New York City. He is a part of the Teladoc network of physicians. Through Teladoc, physicians can access the system whenever he or she is available. Bagner said it could even be during the office downtime or at home while watching TV, assuming you want to be bothered when you're finally home. He says he works with Teladoc 5 days a week and sees about 25 patients a day through the system. Each patient creates an account, he adds his or her medical history, and has 24/7 access to U.S. board-certified doctors who could resolve many non-emergency-type medical issues like sinus, respiratory infections, and allergies. It's called Teladoc. I don't know what you think about that. It also provides healthcare services to people without insurance. Annual memberships start at $30. Each consultation is $38. He says we need to have new and creative ways of accessing our patients, allowing our patients access to us. I still don't understand how you diagnose a sinus infection or how you feel for swollen glands. I don't get that. Okay? Oh, doctor, I have swollen glands. Well, that could be a neck mass. How do you know it's a swollen gland? You need to feel it. Things need to be felt. All right. Anyway, I guess one of the patients loved the experience. She said she didn't get a sense of urgency. He didn't have a waiting room full of people. He didn't seem rushed. He took as much time with the patient as she wanted. All right. They will, though, tell you to go to the hospital if you are having chest pain or trouble breathing. I'm really not excited about this one. What kind of worries me is, again, you know, we are trained to touch you. We're trained to feel things and get an idea of what's going on. Certain people may have a smell with them going into ketosis. So you may be turning diabetic and not know it. And you're calling up this Teladoc because you have a sore throat and you want an antibiotic. true, you're still paying, but it's on Skype or some sort of a video type of thing. Meanwhile, if this is the third or fourth sore throat you've had and you don't see the same doctor, when is somebody going to go, okay, something's not right? I don't know. I mean, it is plausible. And it is something that's going to be inevitable. Being treated over the phone, being treated online, having a virtual doctor. This is the way medicine is going. I don't think it's going in the right direction by any means. I think a lot is going to get missed. But when you make a case that we have all these people that don't have access to a doctor and want it to be cheap, you know, them being able to access their doctor online, I don't know how it works if somebody has a yeast infection and needs the doctor to look at that. I don't even know if any of that could even be done online. I'm kind of confused. But my guess is how they're advertising this, and I want to look it up, is you don't, if you have a lump or something that needs to be drained, use this type of service. But, I mean, my problem is how many sore throats could be paratonsil or abscesses? I've had people where they actually had an abscess near their tonsil. That's why they had a sore throat. And you wouldn't be able to see that online. You would need to really get in. Now, do I think they're going to later try to have these scopes and try to do things where you could? Yeah, I think so. We're going to be doing pap smears, probably sticking the brush through the USB port. I don't know what we're doing. But medicine is going by the means of lower quality, lower face-to-face, lower interaction. That's where it's going. And if that's what you guys want, then fine. If that's not what you guys want, you may want to make some noise. We were talking the first couple hours about this local state senator in my state of Nevada who wants to push through a bill that allows patients to sue their doctor if they become addicted to a medication. And they would be able to sue the company and be able to sue the doctor. So if, let's say, you took Lortab or Percocet, you claim you got addicted to it and the doctor didn't inform you that it could be addictive, I'm sure even they could even go after the pharmacy, my guess, you could then sue the doctor. I know, money everywhere. I know. How doctors are looking at this is, okay, well, then I guess we're not going to be prescribing pain pills anymore. We're not going to be prescribing Valium. We won't be prescribing sleeping aids. You know, you could claim you got addicted to an antibiotic. You could claim you got addicted to a nasal spray. I mean, how far does this go? And I guess what the senator wanted is doctors to stop prescribing narcotics. Well, you know, that's nice to cut back on overprescribing. I get that. That's something we all need to do. I get that. But to allow open litigation, I mean, the liability to be wide open, doctors are going to start saying no to you all a lot. All right. If you could claim that you were addicted, you became addicted to a medicine, and claim your doctor didn't warn you, you'll be able to sue if this law passes. Now, that's a local law for the state of Nevada, but a lot of these other state legislatures follow each other's. So there's people that just go, oh, this is what they're doing in California. Should we do it here? So don't be surprised if it could be happening in your state. And again, you may say, I don't take those medicines. Right. You don't take them now. But what happens if you need it? And your doctor is scared manureless to prescribe it because you could at any time say that you later became addicted to the medicine and they were the one that started you on it. Okay? You want your doctor to want to take care of you, not to be afraid of you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. You know, I want to apologize. As these stories come out, and, you know, in addition to my answering medical questions and talking about medical news also includes what's going on with our healthcare system. And sometimes I feel like all I'm doing is talking about what's going on with our healthcare system. Right? Doctors getting sued, there not being enough doctors, etc. But, you know, this is a topic that keeps coming back. There's always headlines all the time in the news explaining how, you know, we are in a crisis. And for a lot of us, we see our doctor. I mean, I'm very fortunate. My regular doctor is my gynecologist, so I see her whenever I need to. Luckily, I don't need much. Every now and then I get a surgery for something here and there, see the specialist for that. And overall, I feel like I'm good. I'm good. But I have a huge advantage. I'm a physician. I have an advantage. I know I do. Okay? But also keep in mind there's a lot of people that don't like me. They're like, oh, God, I do not want to be Dahlia's doctor. That's horrible. Oh, keep me away from her. So, I mean, that could always happen, too. But I feel like I will still have access to doctors. And so I don't want to not strategize with you all just because I feel like I'm in the clear. I mean, I'm here for you all. And even though I can probably see my gynecologist, yes, I do have to wait lots of times. Yes, I don't get, you know, the perfect day all the time. I know access to her is kind of hard. I still feel confident that in the next year or two, I'll be okay. But I have to realize, being your radio host, that many of you won't be okay. You won't be. And when you see things that happen in society or in the legislature that will prevent you getting some sort of treatment or some sort of access, I'm going to raise holy hell. This idea that the Nevada State Legislature wants to allow people to sue their doctor if they become addicted to a prescription without delineating what the term addiction is, how much addiction is, and saying that patients can sue the pharmaceutical company and they could sue the doctor is so detrimental to the future of healthcare in my particular state. And if any of your states decide to take on a bill that ridiculous, that, I mean, I want to fight it. Okay, already many of you aren't getting your pain medicine. You aren't getting your anti-anxiety medications. Now, mind you, I always like to see both sides. We do have an over-prescribing problem. Okay, I see many of you take 4 or 5 Lortabs a day. Where the hell are you getting your Lortabs? And why are you in that much pain that you need that kind of medication? There are people with chronic neuropathy, chronic back pain, etc. And maybe they do need to be evaluated by a back specialist or a pain management doctor. But those of you that are victims of some severe arthritis or an accident, you guys are going to be the first ones hurt by these new laws and by Obamacare. Many of you have been on Valium and Xanax for decades. And then I meet you for the first time going, what the hell have you been doing? Why are you taking this medicine every night? You're telling me you can't function without taking that medicine every night? And then they say, well, I didn't realize I would get addicted to it. Nobody told me. So we do, I got to be honest, we got to call a spade a spade. We do have an issue where some people do not realize the addictiveness of the medication that you're on. Okay, I understand that. And then when I enlighten you in my office, you guys are furious with me because I tell you I'm not going to keep prescribing the drug. I'm going to wean you off. You guys get mad and you go and you find another doctor. Okay, well, good. At least I won't be sued with this new law. But what about somebody who wants a Valium for the first time? What if somebody wants a Lortab for the first time? This law is so, what's the word for it? It's so generically written. Let me just read this to you, okay? Section 1, they say Chapter 41 of Nevada Revised Statutes is hereby adding, so here we go. Let me read it to you. Common law generally provides that a person may commence a civil action under various theories of liability, including fraud, negligence, and products liability when he or she suffers damage from a product. This bill provides that a person who suffers injuries as a result of an addiction to a prescription drug may bring a civil action against the manufacturer of the prescription drug, the provider of medical care who prescribed the prescription drug, if the provider of medical care knew or should have known of the person's addiction to the prescribing drug. Now, at first, that sounds like, okay, all right, well, this is for somebody who's an addict, and you can't then give him the medication. Well, who am I to call you an addict? I'm your family doctor. I'm not an addiction specialist. If you are taking pain medicine because you have a chronic debilitating disease, you're not taking the pain medicine because you're an addict. True, you may be addicted to the medication, but why are we now stereotyping calling people addicts? They say, notwithstanding any other provision of the law, a person who suffers injuries as a result of an addiction to a prescription drug may bring and maintain an action of damages against. Now, they aren't just saying prescription pain pills. This could be anything. Your antibiotic, your anusol suppository, your cough syrup. That person could bring against an action for damages against the manufacturer of the prescription drug or the provider of medical care who prescribed the prescription drug if the provider of medical care knew or should have known of the person's addiction to the prescribing drug. So if this sucker passes, say goodbye to your prescriptions. There is no doctor that I know that's going to risk this. Now, mind you, most of our homes are upside down. Okay, if you sued me for my house, you could have it. There is no equity in that house after the recession. So I'm not worried about the house. Me and my kids can find an apartment that's fine. We'll be good. But I'm not going to lose my practice over this. So now doctors are going to be up, you know, hereby faced with the decision. If this law passes, that either we give you a pain medicine that you are requesting for because you broke a rib or you broke your foot or you have a chronic arthritic disease, or we lose our practice after being sued. Because a lot of times with a lawsuit, insurance companies won't allow you to be a provider. Very difficult to get another insurance, a malpractice insurance if you've been sued before. I'm sorry, guys. I love you guys. I love that you listen to my show. I want to be there for you, but no, I am not going to lose my practice because I am no good to anybody if I can't take care of patients. And if one patient is going to do me in because they're going to claim and see they can make a quick buck, because there's a law that's going to allow them to sue if they claim they got addicted to it, I won't prescribe it. If you need pain medicine, you go to the ER. Now, I don't want to practice that way. I didn't go to medical school to practice that way. I went to medical school so I make the decisions. Okay? I don't need government or legislature or a non-doctor coming up with these bullcrap legislative Senate bills. Senate bills that's supposed to prevent me from overprescribing. We are taught to not overprescribe. You know, where was I? I don't know if I was on the Andy Dean show or if I was on KBC with Doug McIntyre, John Phillips, and Terry Ray, but on one of the radio shows, they were talking about overprescribing. And they said, do we need a watchdog? Do we need, because it wasn't so much overprescribing, it was the amount of people on pain medicines. And the radio host had asked me, do we need a government watchdog to watch over what's happening? And I told him, no, our medical degree, our medical board is our watchdog. We are not supposed to be doling out pain medicines without there being a reason. Our board is already on top of that. We already get trained. We have to do CME. We have to do our jurisprudence. We have to understand that you don't over-medicate. So if there are people that are on multiple narcotics, either they are cheating the system, they are snowing some of the very few doctors out there that can be snowed, or they're going to multiple doctors. So don't start attacking the doctor's ability to write when he's trying to help his regular innocent victim patients. If you guys lose a loved one in a drunk driving accident, I want to prescribe you Valium if you're requesting it. I wouldn't know how to even deal with the grief if I lost a loved one to a drunk driver, for example. And if you guys think you need a little bit of Valium so you could get through the funeral and you could deal with all the family coming and having to, you know, be a rock for them, etc., that is why I have a medical degree. That's why I have a license. So I could prescribe the gosh darn medicine if I want to. But because of some idiots that took advantage of the system and are on multiple narcotics, it's going to ruin it for the rest of you. So my suggestion is, if any of your state legislatures are considering a bill this stupid, please stop them. Because the doctors in turn are going to be so scared to prescribe anything to you. I did not go to medical school to be scared of a lawsuit. I did not go to medical school for that. And the more I'm out there working, the more I see I am right behind the eight ball, and that I should not take any risks, and I should play it safe. You don't want your doctor playing it safe. You want your doctor working for you. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising. But we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, when we had been discussing earlier in the show the doctors being now cornered, and if our local state legislature allows patients to sue for them giving you a medication that you become addicted to, et cetera. One of you had, over the break, had said, you know, you guys prescribe too much. It's about time somebody, you know, starts dropping the hammer. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you. But you know what? I'm not, you know, I may disagree with you, but I will fight for your freedom to say it. So that's, you know, I'll take your opinion. Thank you. One of you had asked, well, what can you do naturally for pain so you don't have to go to the narcotics? And so we spent some time earlier talking about natural type of pain relief, like capsaicin for arthritis and neuropathy, turmeric, which is, I guess, a curry ingredient that we found to work on rheumatoid arthritis and psoriasis. Again, we don't have anything very concrete in terms of studies, because remember, remember, if a pharmaceutical company is not going to make money on these studies, there's not a lot of them. And so if there's natural herbs or curry ingredients, etc., you're going to be hard-pressed to find an actual study that will be reproduced and, you know, shown long-term effects, because a pharmaceutical company usually is the only one that has the money and the incentive to do a study like that. And these guys are not going to make money on capsaicin unless they come up with a capsaicin type of cream or something that they could market. All right. Arnica is apparently from European flower. It's supposed to be a homeopathic type of herb that has helped tonsillectomy pain. British researchers have looked at that. German researchers have found that arnica can help surgery-related knee swelling. Aquaman, I know we think of Aquaman, but it's called Aquaman. It's like a red seaweed supplement. It has calcium, it has magnesium. There was a preliminary study that showed that the ingredients may reduce joint inflammation, help build bone. But again, we don't have anything concrete. And for those of you who have ever taken the narcotic, you will know that there is nothing like taking that narcotic. Now, I happen to disagree. I think the anti-inflammatories like Motrin seem to be a better pain reliever for me than surgery. When I had a biopsy done to rule out cancer, I was in a pretty good amount of pain. They gave me Motrin and they gave me Percocet. I took one Percocet. Maybe I was out of pain for about an hour, but it was very psychedelic. I was giggling a lot. I didn't like it. I felt drugged. I reached for the Motrin. The Motrin would knock out the pain. But keep in mind, we can't have you on Motrin long term. Because of the anti-inflammatory effects, it could irritate your kidneys, it could hurt your liver, and of course it could cause you to have ulcers. What the common denominator is with any of these discussions is you shouldn't be on most medications long-term every day. Unless, of course, it's helping prevent you from artery clogging, like a heart disease, you know, like a statin, etc. Your blood pressure medicine, keeping your blood pressure down. But what do you do for everyday pain? That is probably my number one question. Many of you are worried about Obamacare. You're worried about Medicare. You're worried about Social Security. You're worried about doctor access. You're worried about heart attack, heart disease. But the number one question I get asked is, what can you safely take for pain every day? And there is nothing we could tell you that you could take every day for decade on decade. Remember, we got to be careful saying every day. Because many of you have gotten addicted to medications when your doctor said you could take this every day. You know, many of you who are addicted to Valium and Xanax, I hate using the word addicted, but you basically do not go to sleep at night or you do not go to work without taking your Xanax. This is now a daily routine. So definition-wise, you're addicted to it. Okay, because if you miss your dose, you can't seem to go to work, you can't seem to sleep, and some of you will go through withdrawal. So that would be the addiction, that would be the definition of addiction. And many of you, when you were first given your Valium, the prescription reads every 8 hours, PRN anxiety. So you get that bottle and you take it like it's written. Okay? You go, well, I have anxiety. I don't want to have an anxiety attack, so I will take that medication every 8 hours. Okay, well, then you go to your doctor and the doctor's like, well, you don't have to take it now every 8 hours. But if you need it every day, here's another prescription. So now you go down to, you know what, I just need it every day, just at night before I go to bed. So now you're taking it every day. Oh, doctor, I need a refill of the Valium. It works. Great. Doctor forgets to ask you, are you taking it every day or how often you're taking it? So now you've gotten a few months worth of prescriptions, and now it's a part of your daily regimen. And when you get your cholesterol medicine or your blood pressure medicine or your diabetes medicine, the doctor will give you your Valium because he's refilling your medicines. And that's how you become addicted to the Valium. It's not because you want it to get high. It's not because you want it to be cool in high school. Most of you, yeah, kids in high school are abusing Valium, but most of you guys taking your Valium or your Xanax or your Lorazepam or your Klonopin started that way very innocently, and you found that the medicine worked. And the medicine worked so damn good that there really wasn't any incentive or even thought that passed your brain thinking, maybe I should be on a different medicine. This medicine worked. It was cheap and it was effective. And you didn't get a side effect. That's a very successful medication. Now, according to the state legislature bill for Nevada, you will be able to sue your doctor if they didn't stop prescribing it or they didn't warn you that it could be addictive. Now, do I think doctors should warn you of the addiction potential of medicines? Hell yeah, absolutely. Okay? But saying you could sue the doctor because now you're an addict, that just opens up to a whole bunch of liability scenarios, and it's going to instead cause doctors to say, I'm not writing it. Now, I always tell my patients the stuff is addictive. Do I write it down? Do I have a notarized statement where there's a witness in the room and the patient signs notarized? No, but maybe that's what I need to do. The problem with that is a good lawyer could still tear through a notarized statement saying, I told the patient they could be addicted. Because in this law, they say that if the doctor knew it had the addiction potential and you get addicted, you could sue. So the law already will supersede a consent. It'll already do that. So I don't know where this is going to go. Now, again, the law hasn't passed. I hope it doesn't. I hope people will find this ridiculous. I'm just shocked that somebody could be elected that comes up with something like that. I mean, don't people think through the legislation? Don't people think things through? Like Obamacare, did anybody think that sucker through? No. They threw it together and they didn't care what the consequences would be. So now I have many patients that just aren't getting hired. If they are getting hired, it's part-time, so the employer doesn't have to pay the tax on your health insurance. That's what Obamacare did. And as these Democratic legislatures throw stuff out there, I mean, mind you, his heart could have been in the right place, saying, look, we have too many people on narcotics. Maybe this will slow down narcotic use and prescription. But he now put the whole medical system in Nevada in a vice. And now patients are going to be begging for pain medicine, sleeping aids, or anything, even an antibiotic. There are people claiming they need their antibiotic or they don't get sore throats or they'll get their sore throat. And, you know, you could be addicted to anything, nasal sprays. Well, I need my Nasonex. I need my nasal spray. And if I don't get my nasal spray, I'm going to have a rebound. And that rebound, I mean, you could get sued now for anything. What the hell am I supposed to do as a doctor? What am I supposed to prescribe? If you're going to come back and say, I started an addiction that you got refilled at other doctor's offices and I started it, and you're going to be able to sue down the line and sue the drug company, what the hell am I going to be able to safely prescribe? And I did not go to medical school to be told what to prescribe and how to prescribe it. All right? If this senator or anybody in the legislature goes to medical school, does the 36-hour shifts, exposes themselves to HIV, tuberculosis, hepatitis on a daily basis, is sleep deprived, practically loses relationship after relationship because they are putting patients first, dealing with bleeding and fractured skulls and gunshot wounds and babies dying, if they go to medical school, then maybe I'll take a little of their advice and I'll listen to them. But if they didn't go to medical school, they should keep their mouths shut and let us do our jobs. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe and God bless.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.